USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the world, every country is dealing with the coronavirus. Here in the U.S., Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he's encouraged by the public's reaction to efforts by the House and President Trump.
The stock market reacted very positively to the bipartisan bill, to also the fact that we're ramping up testing dramatically, and the fact that we have all these big companies coming in and helping us in a public-private partnership.
Dr. Anthony Fauci from the National Institutes of Health talks about how long people should remain isolated.
It's going to be a matter of, you know, several weeks to few months. With China, they went to their peak and they are coming down right now. Just a day or so ago, 11 new cases in China, which is minuscule compared to where it was.
He was on Fox News Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
People coming from Europe have been waiting in line for hours at crowded airports to get medically cleared from the coronavirus.
I spent 3 hours, I think, maybe a little bit more, waiting to first get through customs and then waiting to get second step where I'm not sure what's happening.
It's very crowded, which is not ideal considering what this contagion is. It's the worst system I could think of.
On the streets of Moscow, police were responding to protests against Vladimir Putin's attempt to change the Russian constitution. The Kremlin has confirmed that Putin has asked Russia's constitutional court if a new amendment is legal. Putin's amendment would allow the Russian president to ignore the current ban on running again in 2024. That would pave the way potentially for two more six-year terms, which would have him in office until 2036. Protesters say they want free and fair elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The U.S. and China are continuing to clash over the coronavirus crisis. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Chinese foreign ministry officials have suggested that members of the U.S. Army brought the virus to China, a U.S. diplomat, David Stilwell, calling it a conspiracy theory that's dangerous and ridiculous. It followed remarks last week by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien accusing the Chinese government of covering up the initial outbreak for about 2 months.
And those 2 months, if we'd had those and been able to sequence the virus and had the cooperation necessary from the Chinese, had a WHO team been on the ground, had a CDC team, which we'd offered, been on the ground, I think we could have dramatically curtailed what happened both in China and what's now happening across the world.
He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation.
The coronavirus outbreak has people frantically trying to get supplies. Here's reporter Simni Kim in Seattle.
Shoppers are picking grocery store shelves clean as concerns over coronavirus continue to grow. At Costco in Seattle's Soto neighborhood, dozens of people waited in line just to get in, long after the store opened.
Once you get in there, everybody's running everywhere, so you have to run around, grab stuff.
We could barely walk to, like, it's crowded. And, yeah, people are, like, fighting, like, sometimes, like, paper towels, we have to, like, weigh, people, like, keep grabbing.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.